Did you know that there are three new t-shirts available to buy at fogwidge.com? They're all like Elvis and some tentacles or something totally random. I'm wearing one right now, and my friend Pete says, where did you get that? It's so random. And so here, so I said, hi Pete, go to fogwidge.com.
Yes, pass the nustard gas, dear, in the headlice, which is another way of saying no, as in, I know what you think, I said, with spidery ham burst and out of tight gold short back and a side of lion's mane. Man, Todd is here. He's an American, but can you Americ a long mane of golden gas? As I said, before hearts are better than none, two new blue eyes are better than one old grey bollock popking out of gold shorst. New listeners are most unwelcome because they don't understand what I'm trying to do here, and neither do I, but at least I'm doing it. Sorry, I'm a bit hungover. One too many fruit punch in the livery-eyed business conference pear-flavoured punch in the gallbladder. You know, with Leslie Shields. In the 90s, written by Sir Ben Shields on the back of Waitrose receipt. You're looking at me like you recognise the guy behind me, which is also me, because in this blank space between the word in and the word it, I am free to say what I like you to enjoy the show of Fugcast. Hello and welcome to Fugcast, Britain's premier absurdist comedy podcast, written and presented. Perhaps it's presumptuous for me to call Fugcast Britain's premier absurdist comedy podcast, and you might be thinking, who does he think he is? Or you might be thinking, comedy? Yeah, right, I haven't heard anything funny that he has said. Or you might think, absurdist? Yeah, right. It's not very absurd what the man is saying, and my uncle says much more strange things like, bypass the milk and go past the milk, which is just wordplay, really, isn't it? Anyway, welcome to Fugcast. I've got my main man, Todd, with me today.
Hey ho, here we go.
What's up, Todd?
Real awesome. I'm an American. Can I get a high?
What do you think, listener? Do you approve of my new sidekick? Please let me know by putting on boxing gloves and typing what you think on your smartphone in email. You can use Hotmail or Yahoo or AOL. Wow, that was quick. Too quick. And I'm thinking, did they really put boxing gloves on before typing email message? Because these email messages seem a bit too readable. Anne, in bath of cold urine, says, it's really good for your skin. Okay, thanks, Anne. Maybe I'll try that later. Although, how does one procure a bath full of urine? Does every member of your family piss in the bath for a week? Would that yield a whole bathful? Leanne in pool of vomit says, it's quite hard to swim through, which helps develop upper body strength if you use your arms, no legs allowed. Very interesting. And I like the way you pronounce strength. And lastly, Diane in Tavistock says, get rid of your sidekick immediately. He is terrible. P.S. Your podcast is terrible too. It's just a man messing around with ideas. Great. Thanks, Diane. And I agree with everything you say. Let's get rid of Todd. He is quite a weak character, isn't he? I mean, he's American, and that's about it, really. Sorry, I'll try harder, because that's how you produce anything of merit, isn't it? By trying really hard. I'm up at the crack of dawn every day, bashing away on the computer keyboard at the moment. My eyes are closed and it's not plugged in, but still I type furiously. And it's damn hard work. Even though after 17 hours I have nothing to show for it.
Thank you.
Today's guest needs no introduction. So here we go, and welcome to the show, Joe.
Hello, and I must say hello to everyone listening in their own homes. You do have people listening to this, I assume.
A few, yes. I think around the number of 27. I lost a few. I think that was due to me constantly mentioning my itchy arness and mispronouncing words. Oh, and all the non sequiturs. But enough about that. How did you get to be so big? Did you grow, Joe? Last time I saw you, you were only what?
3 millimeters cubed. That's right.
And now you fill the entire studio. You're massive.
Well, I'd call it a lounge room rather than a studio, wouldn't you?
Yes, but there's a recording microphone set up and one pair of black headphones, so I think that makes it a studio. Sorry for the sarcasm. That was a low blow, Joe.
Oh,
sorry.
That's quite all right. But yes, you are right when you say I'm massive and still growing, actually.
How old are you now? Because last time you were how old?
9 and a half. And now I'm, let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8, 5 and a half. Yeah, about that.
Fuck me. That's fucking old. Sorry for swearing, but Jesus. That's probably older than the planet or something.
But we age quicker these days, don't we? Anyway, you know what interests me is where did you get those curtains from? They're simply gorgeous. Jesus, I want to eat them.
Well, I don't know. They're just fairly ordinary brown curtains.
Mmm, like chocolate. Delicious.
Oh, now I really must object. I can't stand it when people use the word delicious in any context other than food.
They look really yummy, though. They match your trousers, actually, and your puffer jacket, potato, and your eyebrows.
Now, look, I thought you'd be a nice, normal guest. But just like every guest, you've turned out to be a bit sinister. I think perhaps you better go, Joe.
Okay. Do you mind if I cut a piece off your curtain? I've brought my own scissors.
No. No, you can't. My wife would be angry if you did that, so I say no, Joe. Absolutely not.
Oh, please.
Go on then. Just a small piece, and then hop it.
It's in a piece of your trousers, please.
Just a tiny piece from the seat. The back bit, yeah. That's it! Actually, that's a lot better. More ventilation. Great! Perhaps this will clear up my spotty backside.
Is it very spotty then?
Well, a bit, you know. 10 grey spots, 7 orange spots, and 1,000 red ones. What about your backside?
Completely white, hairless, tabula rasa.
Oh, wow.
Make a clean dinner plate, except with a big deep crack in the middle.
Oh, how... It's deep, is it?
Deeper than the Mariana Trench and teeming with life.
Oh, yes, the Mariana Trench. No one's ever got to the bottom, have they? I expect it's probably a lot like your bottom. Is that so, Joe?
Yes, I went for a colonoscopy recently. 2 doctors and 3 nurses disappeared.
Into your arse?
That's right.
That'll do then, because it's getting too laboratorial and recent polls show that my listeners don't like that sort of thing. So off you go, Joe.
It doesn't matter. I'm not a real person anyway. Goodbye.
If you've been affected by the smut, please let me know via email messaging. You can use Hotmail or Yahoo or even AOL. Or perhaps you like that sort of thing. Some do. So let me know. And what I'll do then is, or pretend to do, is write future shows based on what most people like, which means that it'll be shit.
Carl is feeling stressed. So he calls his good friend Craig, and Craig says, oh, okay, so... When I'm feeling stressed, I listen to some relaxing folk music, and that helps me feel calm. So Carl thinks, okay, I'll give it a try, and he purchases an online CD recording of some folk music by Graham Carlson and the Lemon Pips. The trouble is, guys, that it takes 2 weeks to arrive, and by the time it does, Carl has complete breakdown. Complete physical and mental breakdown, which means all his solid tissue dissolves into gray pool of liquid, which his dog consumes, and then the dog dies, and then a fox comes in and eats the dog and dies, then a badger eats the fox. The badger survives. How about that?
Look over there. Can you see it? A tiny speck of something. I think it's... Yes, it could be. A speck of dirt or perhaps dust. Shall we take a closer look? Come on, come with me. Oh, where's it gone? I can't see it, can you? Oh, hang on. I've got my eyes shut. Wait, I'll open them. Yes, there it is, by the fridge. What is it? I'm intrigued to find out. Hang on, let me bend down. Yes, it's dirt.
1249 1249 1249 1249
Do you support football?
Yes, I like the Team London Footballers.
Oh no, you're my sworn enemy, for I support Cornwall United because they wear gold and mow vests and kick the ball very softly across the car park.
I've never heard of Cornwall United. Are you sure they exist? My team wear plain white vests and silver shorts. They have very long pointy shoes which burst the ball or trip other players if needed.
That all sounds very nice for me, but Cornwall United are a real team and win all games against Devon Sprites, Andrews, the Removal Van Men and the Dorset Goblins. However, I've googled London footballers and they have no online presence, which means either you are lying or they don't exist.
Well, they do exist, and I know they are a real famous team because my mate Paul gave me this t-shirt that says London footballers on it and has a thumbs up image, which is their own logo. Maybe your internet is broken, or you're going on the wrong internet, maybe? My mate Paul did that. Hang on, let me Google Cornwall United. All right, well, it says here there is no such team. And anyone who says there is a complete idiot and probably a psychopath and always wrong about everything. What do you think about that?
I'm just looking up compulsive liars. Yes? Oh, very interesting. This sounds like you. Orange hair, yellow moustache, Hawaiian shirt, Peruvian hat, Elizabethan gloves, high-pitched Tudor voice.
Okay, where do I start? This is very interesting for me to hear. Firstly, this isn't orange hair, it's orange peel. This is not a yellow mustache, it's a yellow pen. I'm not wearing a Hawaiian shirt, it's a tablecloth. And it's not a Peruvian hat, it's a wooden bowl. And lastly, I'm not wearing gloves. My hands are naturally bright white. So it seems that you are not very observant. And if you are wrong about observing my appearance, then you are probably wrong about everything, which is what it says in online article by world's biggest expert on narcissist imbeciles.
I went for a walk with my good friend Simon Shields the other day. We didn't go too far, just into the kitchen to make a snack. Not for Simon though, just for me. He doesn't eat snacks at my house, because I don't offer them to him. And he looks so sad, and I feel a bit sorry for him, but then I feel happy because I have all the snacks for myself. I went for a jog with my good friend Leslie Shields the other day, just to the attic to play with my train set. Well, I played with it, while Leslie watched. I won't let her touch it, you see, and she looks so sad. But I don't notice because I'm having so much fun playing with train.
So Craig is feeling highly stressed, and so he calls his good friend Graham, Proto Thomas, and says, Graham, you gotta help me. I'm so damn stressed. Graham says, okay, here's what you got, Om. Purchase a copy of it. There's a Hole in My Sphere by Carl M. and the Pumpkin Seeds, and listen to it. So Craig buys an online CD of There's a Hole in My Sphere, and it arrives the next day. But wait, because it is by a different artist called Leighton and the Vacuum, and is heavy space rock, and is highly stressful. Oh no, so needless to say, Craig dissolves into a puddle of thick gray liquid, and his dog eats it, and dies in the next door's cat eats dog and dies, and so on.
My friend Leslie and I have invented a new meal. It's in between breakfast and lunch, so we call it Breckunch. It's great. You should try it. What you do is have your normal breakfast of two Watson's crackers with carrot batons and raisins. Then at around 10:30, meet up with your friend Leslie Shields in a cafe and order the fish soup with a couple of eggs cracked into it, maybe a mug of orange squash. Then when it's time to pay, pretend you've left your wallet at home, even though you don't have a wallet, and keep a great wad of cash in your back pocket. At 12 o'clock noon, you will eat your normal lunch of 3 eggs, 1 poached, 1 fried, and 1 scrambled, served in a bowl. My friend Stefan and I have invented a new meal. It's in between brekunch and lunch, and it's called brekunchunch. So after you meet up with your friend Leslie for brekunch, a fish soup with the eggs cracked in, you and Leslie part ways. You each go to a separate cafe where you meet your friend Stefan for brekunchunch, which will consist of thin ox broth with a couple of hen's eggs cracked into it and perhaps a mug of orange squash. Afterwards, you can say goodbye to Stefan, giving him an air kiss on both cheeks, and then home for lunch.
People say to me, "Hey, Craig, how are you so damn calm?" And I say, "Okay." So I have a big glass of thick gray liquid every morning, and then I run in a figure eight pattern around my bedsit for around 2.5 minutes. After that, I stare at my reflection in the back of a dessert spoon for around 3 hours. And you say, "Does that really work?" And I say, "Yes, sure." And so you try it. And the thought of that brings me great joy.
At the moment, I'm working on material for my new one-man show, working title, I'm Amazing. It's going to be 5 hours long without an interval. And you say, "Cripes, what if I need a piddle or the other one?" And I say, "Control yourself. Simply don't drink any fluids for 24 hours beforehand. It'll be worth it, I promise." Just imagine now, you're in the village hall, the lights go down, spotlight on a naked man in the center of the stage, on all fours, with rear end facing the audience. What a sight. The room is silent. You could hear a pin drop. And then the man farts loudly. Well, what a surprise. You turn to your wife and she whispers, "This is amazing." And you whispers back, "I need a wee." "Why did you drink that litre of Fanta? This is 5 hours long, you know," she says, quite loudly, which causes a woman in front to turn round and glare. "My romantic partner and I have been looking forward to this for months," she says, "so please be quiet." The man on stage lets out another staccato blast from his exposed anus. "Extraordinary," your wife whispers. And it is extraordinary that you would spend your month's wages on this, because there are any number of things you'd rather do than sit in a child's school chair and watch a naked man fart at you for 5 hours. But the wife was desperate to see it, and so here you are. The stench is becoming quite unbearable now. "I feel sick," you whisper to your wife. "Yes, me too. It's brilliant, isn't it?" she says. "Apparently, he's been eating nothing but Stilton kidney kippers and hard-boiled egg for the last 3 years in preparation." Once again, the lady in front whips round. "Some of us are trying to watch the performance. Would you be quiet, please?" This causes the gentleman in front of her to turn round with a loud shh, which causes the lady in front of him to turn round and shh him, which causes the gentleman in front of her to turn round and shh him, and so on and so on.
"So I've got 2 slices of wholemeal spelt bread, and then crab paste, liver paste, pig paste, toothpaste, chicken paste, eel paste, cucumber, diced pickled egg, Lego, lettuce, ketchup."
"What did he say?"
"What did who say?"
"The man. What did the man say?"
"To whom? What man?"
"The man with the brown gloves. To you."
"Oh, right. He asked me about my gloves."
What did he ask you about your gloves?"
"He said, I think he said, 'Are those your gloves?'"
"And what did you say?"
"I said, 'No, they belong to me.'"
"You on about? You know what I'm on about. You're the roundest triangle on the square. All the other triangles are scared of you, ain't they, eh? I ain't bloody round. You're the round one. You're a fucking circle.
No, I fucking ain't. How dare you?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Look at this fucking drawing I just did here.
That's not a circle. That's a fucking rhombus, you circular cunt.
Mrs. Masorfelsman, Rory, Louise and Lynn. Do you remember them? You used to watch them every afternoon when you got home from school. Na 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 na, home from school. Na 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 na, Michael Twins, the Australians.
G'day, Brett. What are you up to?
Oh, hi, Jono. Well, normally I work in the diner, but right now I'm arranging the action figures. They're about to have a battle.
Oh, righto. How old are you, mate?
Oh, don't be like that. I normally work in the diner serving people milkshakes and that.
Yeah, I know. But you've got to be in your mid-40s by now, haven't you?
What's going on in here?
Oh, hi, Mum.
I'm not your mum, you drongo. I'm the interfering old woman from next door called Mrs. Moore Sorcelsfin.
Oh, yeah, right. So, do we live together then, me and Brett?
Yep. He works in the diner. And you're an unsuccessful businessman.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
G'day, everyone.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Dad.
I'm not your dad. I'm the fat guy with a silver quiff who lives opposite. And my pet dingo, Rusty, is always shitting in your garden. At least, that's what you think, but really it's me.
Oh, gross. Was that you?
Yep. I gotta go somewhere, boys.
What about in your toilet?
Yeah, I could do, I suppose, but I like being outside and...
Choosing which colour tie to wear is like choosing the perfect sandwich filling. I wear a mustard-coloured tie when I eat beef sandwich and a turquoise tie when I eat toothpaste straight out the tube. What colour sandwich tie would you tube executive Chris Baldwin choose? Sorry, I'll rephrase that. Which sandwich filling would Sandy Baldwin eat straight out the tube?
Be funny. Bore. Be sad. Oh, let me see. Boo-hoo, I'm so sad. Be happy. Okay, yes. La-la-la-la-la, I'm so happy. I'm auditioning for the role of Bun Boy A in the... I'm auditioning for the role of Bun Boy A in the new Cleo Potter film. And they're really putting me through my paces. I think I'm doing okay so far, because the casting lady keeps giving me a tiny thumbs up and a wink. Well, thanks for coming, Mr... Oh, yes, it's Mr. APDCEC3T. Yes, thanks for coming today. You have a nice, cool hairdo, and I like the congealed oats on your jumper. That's the good news, but unfortunately your acting was shit. But I do like your eyebrows. Oh, thanks. I made them out of carpet offcuts. I thought they'd help me to get the part. Well, they nearly did, because I really do like them. If you could act, then the part would be yours. Okay, well, I understand. I've never done any acting before. My friend Leslie said I was a natural. She really likes my impression of a sandbag. Yes, I see. It's really very good. I'm not doing it now, but I can if you like. Look. No, it was better before.
I listen to Fugcast Premium on the toilet, because it supposedly has a laxative effect.
I weighed myself this morning, and again in the afternoon. 2 ounces, I think the scale said. I'm not sure, because I was blinking constantly. Something in my eyes. Maybe some kind of dust, possibly. The chalk I use in my sumo bouts. Perhaps the chalk I use in my sumo bouts with my housekeeper, Mrs. Smalls, and she is anything but Smalls. Flinging my 2-ounce torso against her immovable bulk really is an exercise in futility. My sensei, Martin, says I need to use her weight against her. I think that's what he said, or maybe it was, you'll never win, you only weigh 2 ounces. I'm not sure, I wasn't really listening.
Come on. Come on. Well, all right.
I'm currently listening to Fugcast Premium on the bog. I'm a bit bunged up, if you know what I mean, and apparently the guy that talks on Fugcast has a rich and fruity voice that helps soften stubborn jobbies.
Are you stressed?
Asked my mom, because I live with her. No, Mom, it's just pen. I drew these frown lines with pen.
Oh, why'd you do that?
Because I want my boss to think I'm stressed, so he go easy on me and let me go on all-expenses-paid trip to Paris so I can sit in cafe wearing beret and dipping tiny dog in my cappuccino. Do you think he'll fall for it?
Yes, I do.
I should be at work right now. I put a sack of potatoes on my chair with a balloon taped to it, and he hasn't noticed it's not me. I mean, in terms of productivity, there's probably little difference.
Can't you just go on holiday anyway?
Well, yes, but it won't be all expenses paid, and I really want to stay in best hotel possible with a bidet, you know, so I can finally give my backside a damn good clean. That's the main reason I want to go.
Oh, well, you know Alan next door has a bidet. You could just ask if you could use his.
Really? Amazing. Oh, okay. Oh, forget about Paris then.
I'm Avery Wayne, and there's no way you've seen as many films as me. It's my effing job. Christmas came early to our bungalow this year. My brother Howard is staying with us at the moment. Back in October, he helped my wife put up the wooden Christmas tree and decorate it with cooked sausages, whilst I lay in the kennel and wept. Yes, I was watching the new Expendables film, and it's so sad. This week, Double Bill, in which there's a guy called Bill and another guy called Bill. They're friends, and have a whole manner of adventures, like hanging out in their flat and going to the shop. Because that's right, they live together. And also the first Bill works in the shop, which is a grocer's, and the other Bill works as a waiter. There's a lot of humour in this film, like customers saying, "Can I have the grocery Bill?" And also other customers saying, "Can I have the restaurant Bill?" Also, the first Bill is played by a young Bill Nye, and the other Bill is played by that fat guy from The Bill. Excellent stuff, and director Jill deserves a medal. Revengin' tells the tale of Steve Engine, who's a steam engine driver that takes revenge on the man he thinks had his father fired as a steam engine driver. Not enough CGI for me in this one. Just old Steve Engine puffing along in his cigar-shaped steam engine. Tangent Treen tells the tale of old tangerine shop owner Gene, who always goes off in tangents. Which reminds me, Jensen's button is about a racing driver man that has a big red button on the back of his head, and when it's pressed, his arms and legs fall off. This makes putting on a crash helmet very hazardous, so he wears a builder's hard hat instead. This is a 5-star movie. Of that, there's no doubt. And I particularly enjoyed all the scenes when he accidentally pressed the button and his arms and legs fell off. Right, that's it. I'm off to buy some ciggies. Ciao!
Do you want to hear my jobby update? Well, I'm still sitting on the blooming throne and have yet to release my load. I find the guy that talks on Fugcast has a thin, raspy sort of voice that has little effect on my anus. Perhaps I should cut down on my hard-boiled egg consumption.
It's Christmas time! Christmas tree! Pour me another glass of wine! Don't be a turkey! It's Christmas time!
Pull a cracker!
Turkey time! Your uncle's here! It's turkey night! Turkey night! It's Christmas time!
Pull a cracker!
Turkey time! Your mean old uncle's here! Don't be a turk! Who's the turkey? Who's the turkey now?
That's the end of part one, guys. If you want to listen to part two, you need to become a premium member or something like that. And visit fogwatch.com and see if you figure out how to do that. it should be quite easy. I know that Sam Langley normally does the end bit, but he is too busy writing his sorry cards in hand, delivering them to his neighbours.